Welcome to Season 7 of the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. This podcast is dedicated to helping coaches, teachers, and leaders of all types become their best through the use of quotes. I'm your host, Scott Rosberg. Each week, we'll discuss inspirational, impactful, and motivational quotes to help you become your best as you work to lead your teams to become their best. So make sure you've laced them up tight, you're focused on your target, and you're ready to dive in to today's great quotes for coaches. All right, and here we go. Welcome to the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And today we're going to move on from where we were last week. Last week I started talking about intentionally creating your culture. And I had some different quotes from you for you about values and the concept of creating your culture and building, you know, up the types of things that will help you create your culture. Today, I'm going to take it to the next step and talk about what we call covenants or core covenants. Now, this term covenant can, you know, come into your life in a variety of places. Many of you who are religious people will think of it in terms of those of you who are Christians in the from the Bible and from probably a lot of your church services. You've heard the word covenant. Any of you who are married, you have entered into a covenant with your spouse. In fact, last weekend, not the last couple of days, but the weekend before that, I was at my niece Sammy's wedding down in Georgia, and the minister talked about the covenant that Sammy and Ryan were entering into that at that moment during the service. And he said some great things about covenants, and I'm waiting to hear back from him because I want to talk about some of the things he said, but I want to have his permission first. And so next week I will probably, if the minister gives me the permission to do so, I will tell you a couple of things that he said because it was so good. It was right in line with the things that I talk about. And also in doing preparation for this episode, you know, looking for quotes on covenants, the majority of them are about God and the Bible, or, you know, elements of the Bible, or just religious, you know, faith-based concepts. And so that's a place where a lot of you will have heard the word covenant and dealt with the word covenant. And I'm sure that's where I first heard of it, but where I have most recently had it impact me is in coaching, quite honestly. And in my relationship with Bruce Brown of Proactive Coaching, the organization I speak on behalf of, when I first heard Bruce speak, well, one of the first times I heard Bruce speak, I can't remember if it was the first time or second time or third time, but he did the presentation that we do called First Steps to Great Teams. And in it, he talked about the concept of core covenants. And so I'm going to talk about those because they have been a huge part of my coaching for the last 20 years. They've just been they've been a huge part of my coaching ever since meeting Bruce and getting to know Bruce, and then following up and trying to incorporate a lot of the things that I learned from him in my coaching, and then of course after becoming a speaker with them, you know, doing the same things. And so today I'm going to talk about covenants, and I've got some quotes for you. And because next week I plan to move on to my team's covenants and start working through those and the quotes I'm going to be working through with my team, as well as the messages and the ideas about them. But today I'm going to talk about covenants and a lot of what you'll hear today. So the last time you heard from me, I told you where I got a lot of what you heard, and in fact, I read from a lot of what you heard, was from an article I wrote in one of the newspapers in my community here, the Park County Community Journal, that came out on December 1st. Well, today, I did a follow-up article for December 15th, just a few days ago now, that was what you're going to hear a bunch from today, called Covenants. And I was explaining the idea because I wanted the people in my community in this article, this little column I write called Coach's Corner, I wanted them to understand, I wanted them to understand, I wanted people to understand what we're trying to accomplish with, you know, with our team, is much more than just, you know, can we win a lot of games, or can we, you know, can we have success on a scoreboard? And so I want people to understand that this is a much bigger thing when you're trying to create team cultures. And that's really what we're talking about here. Last week was intentionally create your culture. This week it's covenants, because I believe they are extremely important to the concept of creating a culture. So as I said, I'm going to read some parts from that little column that I did here. And, you know, I'll just talk and read, kind of mix it up. And then, as I said, I've got some quotes for you to really kind of talk about the concept of covenants, but just the continuing the whole idea of team culture and how this concept of covenants and values really can strengthen your culture. So, you know, core covenants could also be called guiding principles or team standards or program values or, you know, any other kind of term that you would want to use. The reason why we like core covenants, though, is because covenant is a stronger word. You know, like I said last time, a covenant's a binding agreement where action is visible. And that's really key. There's a similar concept here to a promise. However, a promise, you know, comes more from the world of distrust. So people feel the need to say something along the lines of, I promise that I'll fulfill this obligation. But covenants are based on trust. For instance, when like two people get married, they enter into a covenant with one another. As I mentioned, my niece Sammy and her now husband Ryan last weekend. You know, the sacred wedding vow is a covenant. But the biggest key to a covenant is the second part of the definition. You can see it in action. Covenants are only as strong as the actions associated with them. So when teams establish covenants, if they're merely making statements about what they want to be known for, you know, but they're not willing to follow through and live those covenants through their actions, and I think it's worse than not having covenants at all, because it's kind of like you're living a lie. You know, teams without covenants or standards are certainly a problem, but teams that say they have standards, claim that they have standards, and then don't live by those standards, they're being hypocritical. And like I said, they're living a lie. Establishing covenants and then living by those covenants can be one of the most important things that any team does, because it sets the tone for the season. It says, this is who we are. This is what we want to stand for. Because of that, this is what you will see from us. Again, going back to the concept of actions being visible. When all members of a team buy into the covenants that have been established, it's an extremely extremely powerful force in helping a team become all that it's capable of becoming. In essence, the team members are saying, I commit to living my life the way that we as a team have decided we need to live in order to be the best we can be. Well, think about it with a marriage covenant. You're committing to your spouse and saying, I commit to living my life the way that we as a couple have decided we want to live our life. That's the covenant. Like I said, if the minister from Sammy's wedding will let me talk about what he said, next week I'm gonna give you some really cool ideas that really built right into this concept.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Coaching Conversation 2024. This podcast is 100% dedicated to leadership and leadership within the workplace coaching area. We work with companies throughout the world teaching leaders how to coach their employees. This podcast is dedicated to teaching specific strategies, frameworks, coaching models, and now artificial intelligence strategies to help leaders drive greater teamwork, collaboration, cooperation, greater attitudes, better motivation, coaching career development, just to name a few. I hope you'll check out our podcast.
There's all kinds of things that can make up a team's covenant. Now, we believe that the best covenants are behavior covenants. While certain physical and mental skills and traits are important and have their place on teams, when it comes to establishing your team's standards, it's best if you focus on behavioral characteristics that every member of your team can choose to live by, because they require no specific skills, physical skills, no highly developed mental capacity, you know, to perform them. They just require that players make the choice to commit to them. And this is what I'm working through with my team right now, trying to, you know, get them to understand the importance of, okay, these are the covenants that we have decided that we want to live by. Now it's up to you and up to all of us to commit to them, commit to living by them. So, you know, let's say a team decides to adopt work habits as a covenant. What they're in essence saying is, we'll work extremely hard all the time. That's pretty simple, right? Yeah, but it's not easy necessarily. It's going to be hard work. That's the actual covenant, right? Many teams that adopt this covenant will often use phrases like 100%, 100% of the time as their action statement about work habits. They're saying to be on this team, you must give 100% effort 100% of the time. And that's where the second part of the definition, you know, of a covenant, you know, comes into play. You can see it in action. So the team members are saying, if you watch us, you'll see our team give maximum effort at all times. And then they'll often get specific with it too. And so they'll say, like, going full speed on all sprints, or not just on the first couple, or touching all the lines on sprints, or pushing oneself and one's teammates as hard as possible in practice or in the weight room, diving for loose balls, and, you know, anything like this. So it's a specific action that you can see that says, oh, that team's all about work habits, hard work. And we tell kids all the time, this is a choice. This is a choice that you are making. Every player, from the most talented player on the team to the player who gets the least amount of playing time, can make the choice to work his or her hardest at all times. And so the beauty of this concept is that when your best players physically are also the best workers and best teammates, you have a chance to be a great team, because the maximum potential and capability of your best players can be realized. So the idea is, let's get our best, most talented players committed to this covenant, or all of our covenants, because they are the ones who will most impact your team, right? Whether with their doing the right thing or doing the wrong things. But if we can get them bought into this covenant, oh my gosh, how good could we be? Unfortunately, too often we find the best players on teams don't fall into the best worker and the best teammate class. These teams rarely, if ever, achieve all that they could because the players with the most physical talents hold back, so the team doesn't achieve its potential. And that's, we just find that all too often on, you know, teams that are okay, teams that are average, you know. And occasionally you'll find teams with players like this that still have scoreboard success or championship types of success. But the truly great ones, the truly great teams, and, you know, teams of excellence, their best players are always part of those who've bought completely into the covenants. And you'll see them as the hardest workers and the most disciplined and the most accountable, and the list goes on and on. So I hope you'll, you know, think about incorporating this concept of covenants with your teams, because you'll find it'll really help, you know, you build the best team culture possible. So let me give you a few quotes that I've found that'll help us with this. And the first couple kind of go back to what we had last week. In fact, this first one certainly does. Okay. This is by Don Yeager. He's an author, a motivational speaker. I think he was a writer with Sports Illustrated. He's written some books about certain athletes and some of the concepts that you kind of hear in what I'm about to say from him. But here was his quote. Camaraderie doesn't happen by accident. Developing a strong sense of trust, accountability, and togetherness around team goals requires intentional effort. Well, there you go. That's fitting right into what I said last week about intentionally creating your team culture. It's not going to happen by accident. But the reason why I like this is he's talking about trust, accountability, and togetherness. Those are three things that any of us involved in any team setting want to see with our people. And you're going to hear me talking about those as we make our way through my team's core covenants. Here's the next one by, I didn't look her up, Trisha Griffith. I'm sorry, Trisha, I did not look up who Trisha Griffith is, but I love her quote, "With the right people, culture, and values, you can accomplish great things." So let's look at each of them. The right people. So who are you picking? Who are you bringing on board for your teams? When you pick the right people and you have the right people, okay, that's a start. And then the culture, you know, so what kind of team culture are you seeking to create? Well, that is going to be completely affected by your values, you know, and that's what we're talking about here. Covenants, values, you can accomplish great things. When you have all three of those in place, that's when you're headed somewhere. Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what the best order here is. I'm going to do this one from Roy E. Disney. He was Walt Disney's nephew, and he was the former CEO of Disney. Didn't realize that. His dad was also a co-creator of the whole Disney empire, I think. His dad was Roy Disney, too. He said, "When your values are clear to you, making decisions becomes easier." And I like this quote because this is one of the things I try to teach my teams. You know, whether it's my middle school teams, my high school teams, that we're going through these values and we're talking about these team values, again, what we call covenants, because we really believe that if you will live by these, it will help us be a better team. It'll help you have a better experience. It'll help your teammates have a better experience, and it will help us be a better team. But look at this. When your values are clear to you, so you know, here's what I stand for, here's who I am, here's what we're all about, well, then the decisions you need to make become easier. Now, in one of the presentations I do for proactive coaching, we say this concept of having integrity, for instance, you know, that life is simpler for people of integrity, not necessarily easier, but simpler. It's simpler because you just make the decision based on your values. Right? He used the word easier, but in some ways, I think he probably meant simpler. You know, and we say it's not necessarily easier because you're going to still be faced with a variety of ethical and moral dilemmas put in front of you. But because you live by, you know, your values are clear to you and you live by them, well, then your decision becomes simple. Here's who I am. Here's who I say I am. That means here's who I am. That means here's how I act. Period. I like that a lot. And then this next one comes to us from Chris Hanslick. He's a Houston attorney. He's the only Chris Hanslick I could find, is an attorney in Houston. But I love this quote. "Our mission and core values drive our culture and are the foundation of our practice." Oh, there we go. It's his legal practice. Okay. "We measure each decision against these standards." Now, some of you in Houston might be saying, "Are you kidding me? Not that, you know, I don't know." You know, I'm sure Chris Hanslick, you know, based on what he's saying here, he's saying the right things, that's for sure. But I love this. So this is probably part of on their website or part of their mission statement or something. But what a great statement. Our mission and core values drive our culture and are the foundation of our practice. Well, for us, it would be the foundation of our team. And then we measure each decision against these standards. That's how great teams operate. They figure out what their mission, their values are, their core covenants, as we're talking about here today, and then they lay those as their foundation, and then they measure each of the decisions they make based on those standards, based on those values. It's a great quote. Okay, the last one comes to us from Vince Lombardi. I think I've done this quote a few years ago on the podcast. In some aspect, probably, I think when I was doing the John Wooden series, one of the building blocks, but I'm not completely certain. Might have been when I was doing, a series from my Senior Salute book or my Inspiration for the Graduate book, and I was doing teamwork. Might have been that. But I've always loved this quote by Vince Lombardi, the former Green Bay Packers coach, one of the most famous coaches of all time, you know, and one of the most quotable. I mean, you got John Wooden in the world of basketball. You got Vince Lombardi in the world of football. Those are two of the biggest names ever. He said, individual commitment to a group effort. That is what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, a civilization work. Now, why did I include this in this one on covenants? Because of the word commitment. And because of the concept that we are making an individual commitment. Okay, so in a marriage, I'm making an individual commitment to my spouse, my future spouse. In a team setting, okay, I'm doing what Lombardi's talking about here. I'm making an individual commitment to a group effort. Well, how do I do that? By saying, I'm going to live by these covenants. It's what makes a team work, a company work, a society work, a civilization work. So this is what we commit to, our team's covenants. We don't commit to winning games on the scoreboard. That's a byproduct of our commitment to living by our team's standards and by our team's values. All right? Well, I love this. Love the concept of covenants. I always have, I always had cornerstones in my philosophy of coaching, but it wasn't until I met Bruce where the concept of covenants came into my life. And it's really just helped it take off and build it to just new heights. So hope you like these two. Really some great quotes, some great ideas in here. Next week, I'm going to carry this on. Hopefully, I'll be telling you some of the things from, I guess they're quotes from the wedding last week about covenants. And then we're going to move on to starting to talk about my team's core covenants and some quotes in support of those specific team covenants. So come back next week for that on the Great Quotes for Coaches podcast. And I will talk to you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Please do me a favor and leave a rating and a review and then subscribe to the podcast. Ratings and reviews and subscriptions are really helpful in getting more ears and more listeners getting a chance to hear podcasts. What we want to do is spread the messages of hope and inspiration from these great quotes to as many coaches, teachers, parents, and leaders of all types as possible. Also, check out our Slam Dunk Success site at slamdunksuccess.com and the Slam Dunk Success YouTube channel, where we have much more for you to help you on your road and your journey to success. I look forward to serving you again next time with another great quote for coaches.